St. Mo's, mm-hmm. And the carriage house, where the hay was in the loft, and the clothes carriage, and the Surrey, and the Victoria, well, the three of the carriages they had, they were all in the back. So they, and so we used, because our cook lived in the house right now in our backyard. We rented $100 a month, $125. Anyway, then Judge Kennedy right back, he's got two houses in his yard. He rents one of them. So they're well-built, they're well-built. Mm-hmm. And the coachman really didn't live in his house. He had a little room, one-room house, but he lived down on Garden Street. He'd come up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What'd you have, like, for keeping tools and things like that?
Tools? I know there's a disc harrow. Sounds like only for the farm. But every year, Grandfather had lawns lawned. It was, well, you can see from Nancy's house, his house is almost there, to Millie's Road, and then all about, well, he's trying to say, opposite Battle Road, 5 acres altogether. And every spring, and run the disc harrow through it and put fertilizer on it for the grass. Mm-hmm. It didn't have much grass, it had no hooves. Mm-hmm. And nobody got hooves and shovels. And I found an old plow back there. I think it's still back in my tool house, isn't it? What happened to that plow? I don't know what it was used for, because it wasn't any truck gardening. But just a usual tool, pickaxe, adze.
Uh-huh. Do you have... This is sort of a delicate question in front of a lady, but...
manure pile?
No, what I was thinking of was before you had indoor plumbing.
We had a... wasn't a WC, it used to be the old-fashioned, because there wasn't any water. And when this house was added to in 1898-99, then plumbing was had. But there's a well, the well is back there, the well David Father had a nice little marble plaque, but there's a 100... something years it's been used. 90 feet below this slab. I'll forget the description. But some people up here for the Masters last year from Florida, and my daughter had them, well, they had a trailer and they wanted a friend of a friend, had them park their backyard. They're very nice people, brash, red-faced, sporty Florida people. I didn't like them too much, but Nancy would always entertain them, drinks in the backyard, come back from the tournament. And one of them was prowling around, and I ran across this slab, which is really on our property, right next to Nancy's property. He was utterly fascinated by the inscription. Do you mean to say that that was a well that was used in 1800? I said it was. Well, tell me about it. So I told him all about it. But that was used, or the water was used, fresh, it's 90 feet deep, I know, and of course that's long, low-end pollution from along that stratum comes from North Carolina mountains. And so, we used that well water for the longest kind of time. Every once in a while a cat would fall in and would be drowned. And then the color would taste bad, and then so we had to bail all the water out and set a man down there and replevy the corpse of the cat. But upstairs, we had a toilet, sort of like a cat, with a sandbox, as I remember.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that? Did you always have public?
No, Joe, and this house was built about the same time mine house was.
Well, no, but in 1898, everybody had waterworks established then, public waterworks.
And no, they had bathrooms, definitely.
Oh, we had bathrooms, yes. Yeah, so I had a big hot tub. Well, I was bathed in a hot tub.
I remember when there wasn't running water.
Gave that hot tub to the museum a few years ago.
Yeah, but I think that dated back to your grandfather's
time. No, I remember bathing in Virginia, bring up bottles of buckets of hot water from the kitchen. And I take a hot bath every Saturday night. I go back to primitive times, pioneer life. No, we didn't have interior plumbing in this house until the house was added to in 1898-99. As the description says, until the use of public waterworks, that well was always used there. And there was a well in the middle of every block. And it's right away, this block over here, right in the middle of it, there's a place of well, and right across the street, there's a right of way, and from